Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The race is on now to replace Dick Durbin, Illinois' soon-to-be-retiring senior U.S. senator. Democratic Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is out this morning with a video saying that she'll be running next year for his seat. She's one name on a list of potential successors. That list could include former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Northwest Suburban Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, and others. Durbin announced yesterday that he is not seeking re-election to a sixth term and has no immediate plans to endorse anyone in the Democratic primary, unless an acute need presents itself.
Let the voters decide. But I'm not going to rule out the possibility if something goes in a direction that I think is serious and I need to address it.
Durbin says there are at least a dozen people who have contacted him, expressing interest in a job that he plans to vacate in January 2027. Dozens of victims of the Highland Park mass shooting gave impact statements in court yesterday during the sentencing hearing of Robert Cremo III. He pleaded guilty to killing seven people and injuring dozens more at the July 4th parade in 2022. Brandon Fisher was at the parade with his family. He said, "My children know and will forever feel fear." John Strauss, who lost his father Stephen Strauss, said, "There is no closure, no sense to be made of it. It is an open wound in our hearts that we will have to nurse forever." Marsha Morin and her husband were wounded at the parade. She said that they moved to Tennessee last year to start anew, and that she's been in therapy for 2 years now. "I refuse to live in fear," she told the courtroom. Cremo's sentencing hearing continues this morning. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is, yet again, pushing back against President Donald Trump. This time, that pushback comes via El Salvador. The state of Illinois is moving toward boycotting the Central American nation. Pritzker is asking agencies overseeing state pensions and procurements to evaluate any investments and contracts they have with Salvadoran companies. He is also directing Illinois' Commerce Department to analyze trade with the country. This comes after Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man, legally residing in the U.S., was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. The Trump administration is continuing to resist a federal judge's orders to come up with a plan for Garcia's return. In a statement, Governor Pritzker says El Salvador is aiding Trump's, quote, unconstitutional deportation scheme. The Midwest's largest art fair, Expo Chicago, is happening this weekend at Navy Pier. Expo brings nearly 200 galleries from all around the world to Chicago. This year, the floor will feature a new section called Contrast. It's meant to highlight artists whose work explores intersections of culture and identity. Here's Expo president and director Tony Carman.
It's a great way for a collector or an arts enthusiast to find another way to penetrate and engage the fair. You know, it's 8 galleries this year, and it probably will be expanded next year. It seems like a really important addition for us.
The show opens to general admission ticket holders at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Some more things you should know today. A dozen states, including Illinois, have sued the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade to stop its tariff policy, saying it is unlawful and has brought chaos to the American economy. The lawsuit says the policy put in place by President Donald Trump has left the national trade policy subject to Trump's whims, rather than the sound exercise of lawful authority. The lawsuit also challenges Trump's claim that he could arbitrarily impose tariffs based on the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. In a statement, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Warul says the administration's tariffs will make it harder for state residents, quote, to purchase the basic goods they need at affordable prices. Steve McMichael, a star defensive tackle on the Chicago Bears' famed 1985 Super Bowl championship team, has died following a battle with ALS. He was 67. McMichael's publicist, Betsy Shepard, told the Associated Press that he died Wednesday afternoon. McMichael had a larger-than-life personality that made him a fixture in the Windy City for decades and a natural for professional wrestling. He was a 2-time All-Pro and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2024. He ranks second to Richard Dent on the Bears' career sacks list. McMichael revealed in April 2021 that he was battling ALS. Today's weather, It's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 72, but a bit cooler by the lake. And tonight we expect a chance of rain and a low of 51. Tomorrow there will be showers and thunderstorms and a high around 70 degrees. And that's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.